Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's Aerosmith, one of those long lead-ins we don't have time for. This date, 1976, however, they performed in St. Louis, Missouri at the Kiel Auditorium to kick off a 76-date tour. Dream On was the song. And you heard of the horror. I liked what Jake and Bulldog picked, because in this date, 2007, in one of America's worst school attacks, a college senior killed 32 people on the beautiful campus of Virginia Tech before thankfully taking his own life. And there's the horror of some people who fought to survive and thankfully did. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, let's go right to the phones. Michael from Nanticoke on Small Government. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
Great.
It just seems like the Republicans stick to talking about the noise, not talking about the real big issues. I don't think I've ever heard you mention about Biden's administration putting a cap on life-saving drugs, getting them down to $35. I take Eliquis for blood clots. He's also working
that was
on
already,
that.
By the way, that was already being done. It was already being done. Trump was trying to negotiate to get the same thing. Michael, you said something that was not complete, and I'm completing it for you. Trump insisted, just as Biden did, that Medicare in particular and Medicaid should negotiate drug prices. He wasn't given that authority by the Democrats because they didn't want him to succeed. But Biden did it in reference to
Republican I talked to doesn't even know that. There's not one Republican I talked to that said, $35 a month is a cap for insulin. Great. My aunt used to pay $800. Not one Republican I talked to even knows about that.
And it may not work out.
None of them.
Wait a minute, Michael. If the drug companies have limits on what they can make, they have limits on what they can invest in new drugs. You know that, Michael, right?
I do know that.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
And Biden's administration is saying we're going to pull your patents if you don't lower the prices because they're government-funded experiments and research. But do you know what the Republicans do mention a lot? The transsexuals that I never saw one in my whole life. I think they're unicorns, actually. But that's what they mentioned. There's
all right.
Two maybe that
play
sports
in the whole country. Do you watch Fox News at all?
I watch it all, but you know where I get my news from?
Huh.
And you should too, and everybody should. Sign up for government emails, because then it's official.
Government?
No exaggerating.
The government's going to give me my news? Michael, don't let the top of my head blow off.
They have to.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? The government. What?
Yeah, both Trump. I got them from Trump's administration. Oh,
my God. Michael,
these are official emails,
for the love of God, Michael.
They can't lie about it. These are official emails. They can't lie.
Yes, they do. They lie all the time. They didn't lie about COVID. They didn't lie about COVID.
Yeah, Trump shut down the country for 6 months.
Wait, they didn't lie about COVID? The government didn't lie about COVID, Michael.
He crapped his pants.
Michael, did the government lie about COVID?
No.
No.
Well, who are you talking about? The who?
The government.
Who's the government? You're
got CDC? Name the agency.
All right.
CDC, name them.
Why do you talk about transsexuals so much? Did you ever even see one? They don't impact my life at all.
I know some.
Now, health,
I know some.
Now,
yes, they. No. I've got grandchildren. I've got granddaughters. And Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, is taking Title IX, whatever the hell it is, the women's equality in sports, and he is applying it to transgenders.
There's two in the whole country, Bob.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Mike, Michael, stop it.
I never saw one.
Stop what? So what? You stay in your house and you read government emails. How the hell would you know?
I travel around the country. But don't you know?
Michael, Michael, do you actually think you're telling the truth here? Seriously, you actually believe what you're saying? I want to know.
Pay attention.
No. I want to know. Do you believe you are telling the truth here?
I didn't call to get questioned. And I am.
Oh, no, you're going to get questioned. When you say something idiotic, don't you watch television with the transgender activists?
I don't.
You don't watch that.
I get official.
Oh, Lord of God. Michael, I like you. You seem like a nice guy, but you're so confused. You better go regroup. No, you got to go. You got to go regroup. You really do. Check yourself.
Put your priorities where they should be.
Check yourself. Try to get a grip on yourself and start expanding your field of information. That's all I can recommend you.
Every Republican I talked to said, everybody gets health insurance. I said, dude. They go like, yeah, they get Obamacare. Now that's a hero thing. 26 million don't. I think that'd be my priority over. And you take the.
So then you're saying Obamacare didn't work. So you're saying Obamacare didn't work, which was intended.
No, I'm saying it wasn't perfect. But at least it was something to work off of. It was better than the Republicans' plan, which was Zippo. Zip.
Right? No. Government involvement, Michael. Michael, call in one day at the 9 o'clock hour, and I will educate you as to everything that you've been confused about from your government emails. We got to go. I apologize, Michael. We have to go. You don't even listen. There it is. They can't even listen. I told a friend of mine last week, I said, so you got your Kevlar vest on. What is that? He sends back question marks in the text. Yeah, you're wearing a Kevlar vest to repel facts. And now Michael, who seems like a pretty smart guy, he's reading government emails for his information. Wow. That's the kind of calls that exhaust you. But, Michael, call again. I like you, and you need my help, and I'm here to give it to you. We'll be back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.